This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at 3. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the 6, that's the horse, that's it.
I always bet on 5.
The number 1 horse.
I like the 4, number 4, 4.
I like the 6.
I like the 4 horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it, you are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabingian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at Fairmont Park Podcast.com. And Mike's not with me right now. We will be joining Mike. I guess Drew, he's on the road, and we'll just be calling him for his picks for Saturday night. But the recap and all that, I'll do that. And folks, we didn't have a show for Tuesday's card. Well, we were both on vacation. We were both out of town. And I said, forget about it. Forget about it. We still got racing coming up here. We'll do our Thursday show for our weekend racing at Fairmont Park. That is August 12th. Folks, let's get right into it. Let's jump right into this. Tuesday, I tell you what, Victor Santiago took over, my friends. And he's a past guest on our show. And he just had a Teddy Randazzo type of day there. I think he won five races. We'll check this out, though. The very first race, he won this one, and this was a race one, 6 furlongs, and this was a claiming price of $4,000, and Royal City, Santiago on it, it went off at 1-1, followed by the two horse. Daddy was a Hustler. That's it. Daddy was a hustler. And that was Brooke Stallion. And that went off at 1-1, too. So it's kind of weird seeing two horses going off at 1-1 there, but that's what we had. And the 5-horse inside, no 5. And that was Uriel Lopez. Uriel Lopez brought this horse home at 4-1. So that's what we had. I like when favorites come in like that on the exacta. I always jump all over that. And this $2 exacta 3-2 paid $8. $8. That's not bad here, folks. On a 1-1, both horses, $8. You can't beat that. 50-cent try 3-2-5, $2.90. I would have jumped all over the exacta more than the trifecta on that one. And the 10-cent super 3-2-5-4. $1.87. How about that? The whole $1.87 for you. Yeah, the exacta looks really good there. So that's what we have there. Again, Mike and I, we didn't have our picks for Tuesday. I hope you guys did, and I hope you guys, like I said earlier, I was checking it out. Victor Santiago, he had a pretty good day. Moving on to race number two. Race number two is a maiden claiming. And this was a 4,000 claiming tag here, going 6 furlongs. And it was a tough bunch. It was definitely a tough bunch. And I guess the crowd, you know, we didn't buy into it. We didn't buy into it. And these are the type of races, folks, when you're talking maiden claiming 4,000, anything could happen. So this is the type of race where a 3-1 horse, or 3.5-1 horse named Benny Colors by Arietta brought it home, opened up late in the stretch here, won by 2 lengths. The 4-horse, now it gets interesting here. The 4-horse, De Jure Best, And that went off at 8.5 to 1. And that was by Bay Leon. And the two horse here, Dory's Lass by Trujillo. That's it. Trujillo. I was close there, wasn't I, Drew? All right, whatever. And that was, I guess, 21.5 to 1 here. Boom. That's what we're talking about. And the fourth place horse was a crowd favorite here, a Victor Santiago horse named Rumbler, which I probably would have had on top, too, because I've seen this horse. It's been close and nowhere near this time. Fourth place here, and it went for less than 50 cents here on the wager. How about that? So let's see what it paid off here. $2 exacta, $60. Boom! The 50-cent try, $6.42, $82.75. The $1 daily double, $12.10. Not bad at all there. And the 10-cent super, $6.421, $29.06. How about that? You always got to have that 6 cents back there, you know? Let's see. Was there anything claimed there? Nothing. All right. Let's move on to race number three. Race number three is a 6 furlong claiming race, claiming price at $3,200. And the other big jockey here that's been making a lot of noise, and that's Juan Molina on the Catherine Eugenia. And that went off at nearly 2 to 1, the four horse, and dug in, and had a little fight with Angel in My Eyes by Uriel Lopez, but Catherine Eugenia pulled it out there, and that went off at nearly 2 to 1. The six horse, Angel in My Eyes, like I said, wow, check this one out. Uriel Lopez brings this one home at 32.5 to 1 here, folks. 32.5 to 1, and this is what Uriel Lopez is good at. I mean, on the average wins and so forth, this guy's not on these real chalky horses. This guy has to work hard, and look, he brings this one home at second place here at 32.5 to 1. You can't beat that, the six horse. And then the one horse here, Runaway Gal, Arietta, and that was a 20-to-1 horse. Wow, I can't wait to check this one out here. And let's just throw the five horse in the mix here. My Star Bird by Bilby, and that went off at nearly 4 to 1. But the crowd had the chalk here. The crowd had the right horse. People also had Realty Inn, and that was the Baylon Victor horse there, and that was 2 to 1, and finished pretty much battled Bee's Honey for last place here. So, okay. In any case, the crowd did pick it, though, nearly 2 to 1 on Catherine Eugenia. And let's see what it paid off. $2 exacta here. $4.6, $138.20. Now we're talking. That's some big money here. 50-cent try, $4.61, $185.80. Keep it coming, babe. 10-cent superfecta here, $4.615, $103.74. That's a 10-cent, Drew. That's all you got to go up there and give a little dime and say that I'd like to have a 4.615, please. And they'd give you $103.74. And the $1 daily double, $6.422.20. And the 50-cent pick three, $3.64. $21.70. How about that? Big price on the exacta and the tries there. Let's move on here. Let's move on to race number four. Race number four, we got a claiming. And this is a claiming price of $4,000. And this one's going 1 mile. 1 mile. And it's the horse I would have probably picked because I've jumped on this horse a couple times here. Well, I haven't because I can't get on horses. They scare the hell out of me, by the way. Did I ever tell you that, Drew? Every time I'm at a barn, if I've had a horse or anything like that, the damn thing has always wanted to snap at me. I don't know what it is. But Pontotoc. Pantotak. And I know right now if Mike was sitting across from me, he'd be laughing his ass off on this one. Pantotak Queen, and that is Victor Santiago, went off at 1.5-1 almost. And Victor Santiago, I think he just posted his second win there, followed by the 5-horse Spicy Pepper, Bailon, Victor Bailon there at 16-1. Boom. And the 7-horse Iron Victory by Lopez. And this is the one the crowd jumped on here. This was the crowd favorite, not to be. Took third place and less than a dollar, 70 cents to the dollar on this one. And let's see what the pays were on this one. The 1-5, $43.40. The 50-cent try, 1-5-7, $19.40. The $1 daily double, 4-1. $11.40. The 50-cent pick 3, 641, paid $31.50. The 10-cent super, 1572, $10.94. Why can't they just make that $11? I don't know. What's another 6 cents right there? Throw another 6 cents, make it $11. Boom. So that's $10.94. And the $1 constellation, 4-4, $4. All right. That's cute. There was a scratch in this race. I hope it's slow. I hope it's slow. And the vet, remember that. The vet scratched this one. And West City Lady also got scratched from the veterinarian. All right. Let's see here. So we had two scratches there. And the winning owner, isn't he outrageously good? If Mike was here right now, Mike Durham has always traditionally been strong going a mile. I mean, the guy, he's like one of them Kenyan runners. He likes to go long distance all the time. And that's what Mike's all about. So, again, now is the time to start looking at Mike Durham horses going long here, folks. I'm just throwing that out at you. All right? Let's move on here to race number 5. Race number 5 is a claiming race, and this is a claiming tag of 3,200. And this is also going 1 mile and 70 yards now. That 70 yards is very crucial here, my friend. You could do a lot of chasing down in that 1 mile, and that 70 yards can be very crucial. And let's see what it brought on in this race here. The 5-horse, Briar Hill Baron. And our usual suspect here, Victor Santiago, takes this one. 40 cents. 40 cents to the dollar on the wager here, folks. That's, wow. Everyone won here. Everyone threw roses at this horse as it was crossing the finish line. Followed by the 1-horse, Jack and John. And that was Uriel Lopez at 4.5-1. And the 6-horse. You know what? Every time you give up on this horse, it does third place again, third, fourth. You can always throw this horse in, and that's Crypto Gulch. Crypto Gulch here, and that was James' horse, and it never gets respect anymore. But I'm going to start throwing this horse in on every trifecta, every superfecta it's in. I don't care how old it is. It gives everything it's got. Crypto Gulch here at 14-1, 14.5-1 here. Let's see the prices on it. Let's see what it paid. All right, the $2 exact, the 5-1, $9. The 50-cent try, 5-1-6, $15.15. The 10-cent superfecta, 5-1-6-3, $6.31. The $1 daily double, 1-5, $4.90. Gonna say 5. 50-cent pick 3, 4-1-5, $11.55. And the winning owner of this one was Bill Sturitz, William Sturitz, and that was obviously Scotty Becker. How about that? Scotty Becker. I love that guy. He loves the St. Louis Blues too, man. Every time, you better not talk bad about the Blues around the guy. He'll go after you. And I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan, and he comes after my Reds too. So he's a big local guy. And props goes out to Scotty on that one. Let's go to race number 6. Race number 6 is an allowance optional claimer here, claiming price of $10,000. And the distance on this one is a 1 mile. And let's see what we got. And this was the one horse St. Louis guy, Victor Santiago. And this went off at 50 cents to the dollar here, my friends. Victor, I tell you what, he got some good mounts. Good mounts, because this St. Louis guy wasn't a slouch, definitely. The sixth horse here, Louis Flower. Who cares? Got second here, Molina, and that went off at 4-1. And Showbiz Star by Giles, and that went off at 11-1 here, and that was the four horse. So let's see what we got here. Oh, by the way here, folks, the one horse, Louis Flower, was claimed. And it was claimed. The new trainer here is John Cox. How about that? There was a claim there. All right. And there was a scratch in this one, too. Garrison Commander. That is our Teddy. Teddy Randazzo connection there, folks. Yes. Yes. And you know what? It probably would have done really well, too, if we would have given that whole magic carpet ride introduction the day before. Right? Right, Drew? I mean, whenever we get that going, the horse does do good. Every time we do that magic carpet ride, the Teddy Randazzo horses, I think they love our music, too. All right. All right, so that's what we got here. And the $2 exacta here, $8.40. The 50-cent try, $7.90. The 10-cent superfecta, $3.39. And a $1 daily double, 5-1, paid $3.90. The 50-cent pick three, 151/2. Was $2.70. Not a whole lot there. That's the kind of pick threes I hit. You know that? I wish one time I'd hit a pick three like Breeders' Cup a couple years back, man. They had these pick threes, these pick fours that were just paying like $1,200 or $1,300. And I got all these guys, all these buddies of mine calling me and going, hey, did you hit that pick three? I go, no, I didn't hit that pick three. No, I hit this Fairmont one. On August 8th, that paid $2.70. So, anyway, that's how it goes. Race number seven, we got a maiden special weight here. And this was going 6 furlongs. Let's see what we got here. And, yes, Victor Santiago, the 8-horse here, Emmy's Gem. And, again, 50 cents to the dollar on this one. People jumped all over it. People made some money, and they left home happy. They were happy people at Tuesday matinee. They ate hot dogs. They drank beer. They drank their soft drinks. Everyone left happy. Made a couple bucks, too. And the 9-horse, Air Ellie, that was the Bilby horse there, went off at nearly 3-1. And the 7-horse, Lady Joy, Arietta, 27 went off at 27.5-1 here, folks. And the 5-horse, Serena's Halo, Molina horse, 15.5-1 there. And that concluded our superfecta. So let's see what we got. We got the $2 exacta, $6.80. The 50-cent try, $13.55. The 10-cent superfecta, $8.95. We got $8.55. The $1 daily double, $3.50. The 50-cent pick three, 51/28. That paid $2.90. Yeah, great. 50-cent pick four, 151/28. $8.55. Yuck. But in any case, if you had these horses on top here, I think it was the perfect day to make some exacta plays and throw an occasional long shot with it. Boom! I mean, these guys, these jocks, brought home some horses that were double digit horses here. Wow! And that concludes our racing for Tuesday. Now we're gonna get to August 12th here, and that is. Hey, guess what? My horse is in. My horse is in again, race number two, and we'll get to that in a minute. Why don't we reach out and see if we can get Mike on the road here, Drew? Hey, Mike, are you out there?
Yep, I'm right here.
Mike, how you been, babe?
Been great. Did you give Santiago a lot of love on the results part?
I did. And I brought up that he might have stole Teddy Randazzo's magic carpet. And Teddy wants it back. All right?
So yeah, Teddy wants it back.
Tell Victor it was fine. I mean, he was on some good mounts too, babe. I mean, he was bringing home some favorites, and the people really enjoyed it too. I mean, he made the masses happy that day.
Yeah, had a good day.
But you know what, though, Mike? I'll say this too, for second place and third place, there were some bombers that were coming in, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. And that contributes to Uriel Lopez and Arrieta again, same people that don't stop working, and they'll get their horse in. That's what I love about Fairmount Park is these jocks, they don't look at the odds and all that. They're giving 100%. They don't care if their horse is 21-1, 15-1 or something. They're pushing hard to get in the money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Arrieta, you know, he won another one. Arrieta's had a real good meet. He's working hard every morning. He's getting some live mounts, and I think I brought it up on a show a few weeks ago that he's had, he had knee surgery over the wintertime, and he was really hampered by it last year, and the results are showing this year. He's 100% healthy, and the kid's doing a good job.
Right. And also, Leon. That's Leon's jock there, our fan of the week at one time, and you know what? I think he kind of woke me up to Arrieta as well.
Right. Yeah, so, Leon mentioned him a couple of different times, and hats off to him.
Yeah, so let's go to our racing here for Saturday night, and I can't tell you, that was like I had three edits on that because I couldn't say Saturday. Here I go again,
right.
Saturday. But any case, this is what we have here. So race number one, we had a 350-yard sprint claiming $6,000. And what did you have on this one, Mike?
Well, I went with the outside horse, a Chick's Fury, with Bill Griffin and Uriel Lopez. I know I get stuck on these guys all the time, but they're always right there, and you never can't count Griffin out. He's always got them ready. So I'm going to go with him on top. That's the number 8 horse, followed by the 5, March Sunflower. And then I went to the inside with Stoli Time, the 1 horse, Mata and Arrieta.
Okay. Well, you know what, folks? I'm not really sharp at these 350-yarders because I really don't know how they're going to get out and all that. So all we're doing is, I had this one fan, Mike, that jumped on me pretty hard about it. Hey, why can't you pick the 350-yard race? And I'm going, dude, what are we looking at here? I mean, how do you pick these horses going 350 yards? You know, I just have a little harder time with it. But if I was to pick this one, I went with the 6 on top here, running Red Baron, and that was the Giles horse at 2-1. Followed by March Sunflower. And what's this problem here, Mike, on these races? Because I've seen a couple of these horses that don't have jockeys on them. And on top of that, we don't have, I mean, these are horses that are competing well, too. I mean, the 5 horse, I got the 5 horse March Sunflower here. It's by what is that? Mata?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
Mata. Yeah. Mata. And we got no jockey on that one. I mean, if you guys want, I can lose a couple pounds for that day if you want. If you need anyone, I'll be up there.
Here's the thing on these quarter horses. These jockeys that are riding them only ride them at Fairmount Park. And these horses are a little higher strung. They're usually, on the average, bad gate horses. and it's dangerous in there. And these thoroughbred riders, they're not accustomed to that, and they've been doing it early. Santiago's rode a few. Balon's won three or four of these things, but he just don't want to ride them no more. It's just an unnecessary risk. You know, you're always risking your life riding any kind of racehorse, but this is kind of an unnecessary risk. You know, they get $400 to win a race, the jocks do, or $450, whatever the purse is, you know. And my two jocks has eliminated them completely. Melina don't ride them. Bilby don't ride them. And I can't blame them. You know, and if you're an owner or a trainer, you don't want a jock on there that really don't want to be riding them.
No, so that's true, too.
They're going to end up having to ship jocks in to ride these quarter horses if it keeps going the way it is. Hmm. But you can't force them to ride them. You know, you just can't do it.
So what do you do in this situation? I mean, if somehow the five doesn't find a jock, what's going to happen here?
He'll scratch.
That was pretty easy answer. Yeah. All right. So I went with the 6-5, and I went with the 8 here, a Chick's Fury, and that was Lopez and Griffin here, and that went off at 5-1. But you know what?
Right.
You're saying that it's dangerous, but I think of it as, if you fall off one of these horses, the whole line, it's like a line moving. I don't think you have that much of a ordeal as someone, a jock falling and then having horses run over you or anything like that. I think the speed is more or less the whole intimidation factor here.
No, the speed, and I see where you're coming from, and I can see your point, but I tell you the intimidation factor with these quarter horses, it's all about the starting gate. You're covered by, you're just surrounded by iron. You've got a short gate crew. You know, they don't have enough guys there to have a header on every horse. And you got these wound up animals that are ready to go, and they're rearing, they're flipping, they're doing everything else in the starting gate. And it's very dangerous in the start. A jockey's worst nightmare, and none of them will admit it. But I'm going to tell you something. You find me one jock that's not a little intimidated by the starting gate, it's hard to find, because that's when they get crushed, that's when they get pinched, they get flipped out of the back of, and these quarter horses are higher strung animals than the thoroughbred.
Hmm. Yep, you're right, definitely. They're a little goofy in there. You went with the 8-5-1, I went with the 6-5-8. All right, let's move on to race number two. Race number two is a 6-furlong race claiming $3,200. And, well, I have my horse in this one. Imagine that. Go ahead. Who's your pick? Who's your pick, buddy?
Hey, I need a drum roll on this race, don't I?
You'll get one right here.
There you go. There you go. So I've got to go with my man's horse sitting across from me here. I've got to go with the rail horse, Don't Change Trainer. And why would he?
Attaboy.
He's had two starts this year. He's got one win with a second or with a fourth. He's looking at another win. I think this horse breaks, sits, settles down the backside, sits third or fourth, and when they turn for home, Santiago clucks to him, and the rest will be history.
Well, that's beautiful.
Wall Street Josh will be second. He'll go to the front with Balon. He'll run out of energy about the eighth pole. Those train trainers will go right by him, and Bo Zippity will be coming up the end for third. I went with a 1-3-5 or 1-3-4.
1-3-4. Second race on that one for Mike. Well, I went on this one with maybe I went with my horse. Okay, on top here. I just love the way it came back. Now, it didn't, you know, it didn't open up by 3-4 lengths. It did what it had to do to win that last race, and that's what I think it'll do again. You know, like I said, he's still healing and all that. So, you know what? God bless. He found the right spot at 3,200. Let's see what we could do with it. I got this horse on top here. The one horse, Don't Change Trainers, followed by the 4, BU Zippity. And I've always been fond of Hellman horses. I think he always gives everything he's got. I think you're seeing a 3-1 here. I'm going to play that 1-4, and I went with the 2. I kept the Wall Street at the 4th here, and I jumped with the 2 straight Halen on this one, Molina and Smith, and that's going off at 5-1.
Right.
So that's what
a good pick. It's a good pick. You can't throw him out, really.
But you can't. Yeah, you can't. Because you know what? I seen this horse, Mike, looking at running open. 3,200 open at Fair. I mean, this is a horse that always finishes no worse than fourth place here. It gives everything it's got. I'm going to give it some love here. So that's what I got. That's what I got here. Let's go to third race here. We got a 6-furlong maiden special weight, 8,000. And what do you got here, Mike?
Wow, this race is wide open. I tell you what I'm going to do here. I'm going to go with the 2-horse, the one who knocks. Frank Randazzo with a first-time starter. Mm-hmm. This horse is a half-brother to Georgie, my boy. And Georgie, my boy, ended up running an 18,000 open claimers in Chicago. This colt has showed a lot in the mornings. His works are not real impressive, but they was exactly what the trainer wanted. He got the services of Santiago. Victor don't ride a lot for him, but when he does ride for him, he usually wins. So I'm going to go with the 2, the one who knocks. He gets first-time Lasix on his first start in his life. And for second, I went with the 7, Don Bentler, Hide the Green.
You got to be kidding.
No, I kind of like this horse.
No. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why afterwards. Go ahead.
And then for third, I went to the 4-horse, Robbie Jones, Jerry Hammond, and Uriel Lopez.
Jesus Christ. That's exactly what I got here. I got the 2-horse on top here, first-time starter. This is my long shot play of the night here, and I don't think he's going to be a long shot when the smoke clears here. I think this horse will be down to 7-2 or 5-2. You know what? Frankie, he's done a magnificent job on maiden special weight horses. He's at 20% clip. And if something Santiago's seen about this horse, if first time Lasix gets a little juice in him too, I like where this horse is at here. 8-1, I'm going all in on this one. I'm jumping on board. But again, morning line says 8-1. I say 5-2 when the smoke clears. I went with the 7-horse, Hide the Green, and that's a Bentler horse. And you know what? Don's good. Don's solid. When coming off of a second place, you always get a good ride out of him. Bentler horses always come back from a good race. I mean, they always perform well. And I got a Don Bentler horse here. With Velasquez, Hide the Green coming in second. That's a 7-horse. And guess what here, folks? I guess great minds think alike because Robbie Jones hits the forum here for Jono as well. And that's Lopez Hammond, the 4-horse, 5-2. I'm saying this is going to be this may be the horse right here that battles the 7. And, you know, I just think it's going to get nipped out here. But I think Robbie Jones here takes third place. And you know what? That's a good connection. Hammond and Lopez. And Lopez has been riding this horse, the last six times here he's been on the horse. He knows this horse quite well now. Expect Robbie Jones to do well on this one too.
Yep, I agree 100%.
All right. So let's go to fourth race here. You know what? Since you've been picking exactly the same, let me mix it up here. Let me start the show off here. I'm going to go with a 6-furlong here, allowance 15,000. These are good races here, Mike. This is a good one here. This is a good one. And I went with, I'm going to put myself on the line here, but I went with Gone Ghost. at 1-1. At 1-1. I mean, look at this horse. This thing looks like a beast here. Ran a 103 power rating, a 108, a 113. What the hell is this horse doing here? I mean, Scotty's got this horse tuned up here, ready to go for something. I think this is a workout here, folks, and he's going to get paid here. And I like Gone Ghost here, Santiago Becker connection. This is a winning barn, 1-1. And this is who he's going to fight with. I think he's going to duke it out with Purging the Stone. Purging the Stone is the 2-horse. This is the type of exact that I'm talking about here. This one, I'm just going to lock this as my exacta play of the day here. You guys can play this 1-2 and feel a little bit comfortable with it, because I think Purging the Stone will give everything it's got, but I think Gone Ghost wins this one. I got a 1-2-4 Infinity Mischief, and that's Baylon Becker again, and that goes off at 4-1. And what do you have here, Mike?
I went pretty much the same way. You know, this two-horse in here, Purging the Stone, for the people who does come to Fairmont and visit Fairmont religiously, you all know him. He's been one heck of a horse for Jerry over the last several years. He just loves this strip. He's just an unbelievable horse. It's a shame that he can't run him in other places. He won't run him, you know, for like 20,000-25,000 in other places. He don't want to lose the horse. He's kind of a pet. But I went with the one as well. I think he's head and heels the best. I mean, he goes to the lead here, and even if he doesn't, if something happens at the break, if he gets away a step slow, he doesn't have to have the lead. The horse can run long. The horse can run short. We're going 3/4 of a mile here. He'll get sent out of there. He'll be in a good position. And I think this horse wins by open lengths. I am a little concerned, though, for Purging the Stone in this race, because if Gone Ghost gets an easy lead, Uriel Lopez is a smart enough rider. He's going to keep Purging the Stone a little closer to trying to win the race. You know, he's not going to let that horse just steal away the lead up there. And with that being said, I'm going to go with Infinite Mischief for second. I think he's the second best horse in the race.
Ooh.
I think Gone Ghost is the best. I think Infinite Mischief is the second best horse. He's proven. Becker's got him ready to roll. He's been on a little bit of a layoff. And I look for Purging the Stone to hang on for third.
You know what? You may have something here on the last three, including the last one that Purging the Stone ran end of last year's meet. Well, October of last year and this year, this year on April and the 6th, all three haven't been stellar performances like Purging the Stone's put up in the past.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a good call on that. That may come to play here. Our fifth race is a 1 mile claiming 4,000. Mike, how about it?
You know, I don't have a lot of elaboration in this race. This is a non-winners of two for 4,000. I'm just going to put it to you plainly. It's a slow bunch of horses. They're running a mile. I'm going to give the edge to the two horse in here, Gil Buckman's and Molina, Code Chief. I like the rider change to Molina. I think he might be able to stick in a good position and pick up the pieces at the end. For second, I went with a 6, Glitter Road. And for third, I went toward the inside with the 3-horse, Sugar Vision.
All right. I went with Sugar Vision on top here. And that's a 3-1 horse, Giles and Martinez. I went with the 6-horse Glitter Road, and that's Santiago Dill at 5-1. And then I went with next to last here, James, and that is Whitson. Is that Whitson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a good call.
I like the 4 here. On the last race, it really showed me plenty to where it got my respect for. It's coming in from, just a drop. I just think that the horse will pick up the pieces here and get third place here. And that's next to last, and that's James and Whitson. So let's move on to race number 6. Race number 6, we got a 6-furlong claiming 3,200. And, I'll start this one off here. I went with That's It, I'm Leaving. That's kind of like my story there, isn't it?
I love the name.
Yeah, I love that name. That's It, I'm Leaving. Lopez and Ken High here, and that's a 5-2 horse, followed by the 6 horse, Highway 54, Santiago Durham at 2-1. This may be another one here, folks, that you may want to lock in on as exacta box play today here. And the 4-horse Little Kick by James. I'm mentioning James. I've been throwing James around today, haven't I? That's a 7-2 horse, and I got him picked for third here. Little Kick by James and Lemieux.
Right.
What do you got here?
Well, I went with the horse that's been eating all my money up, the whole meet, Highway 54. I want to give him another chance. If he gets beat here on 2 weeks, I'll give him another chance probably. But I'm going to go with the 6, Highway 54. Durham and Santiago, like I said a few weeks ago, Durham's going to start heating up, and the fire's on right now. He's won 4 or 5 races in the last several days, and he's heating up. Victor's on fire. You got to go with the winning combination there. For second, I went with Little Kick. I really liked his last race. He was a good second, I think it was, and he'll be there again. And for third, I went with your horse, the 3. That's it. I'm leaving.
That's it. I'm leaving. All right. And let's leave that race and go to race number 7 here. Race number 7, we got a 6-furlong allowance optional claiming $10,000. This is a good race here, Mike.
Best race of the night. Most competitive race of the night.
All right. So what do you got then? So I could probably cheat off of you.
I tell you what, off numbers alone, and I know the horse is coming off of a 13 or 12-length victory, I'm going to go with the Kelly Ackerman number 2, Honey's Tail, and Juan Molina. I like this filly in this spot. Follow closely, and you could flip-flop these two. I really like the Becker horse in here, too. Saturday Saw, number 3, with Santiago. And for third, I'm going off with a little bit of a side play here. I'm going to give Silva some love from Chicago. I like the one horse a little bit, Parte with Giles.
Okay. All right. And you know what? Parte, a classy horse. Classy horse indeed. I went with this one. I took the Saturday Song and on top here. And I just think that the competition. Now, tell me a little bit about this, Mike. I'm not really familiar with it. Well, how's a state bred allowance level at 20,000? 700 condition wise. What type of race is that?
Well, it's comparable to these horses here. It's very comparable. Anytime you have just a restricted state bred race, you know, this, not unless you're talking New York or like New Jersey, California,
right?
These Illinois bred state bred races, you know, you can have a $20,000 tag on it or an allowance condition. That price is inflated.
Okay, that's what I was asking you about. So our people know a little bit about that as well, because I didn't know if you look at that and go, wow, allowance $20,700. But again, there's that little S box right in front of it, state bred. And again, I don't think that's a California state bred, or you're not seeing a New York state bred race or a Florida or anything like that, to where it doesn't intimidate me, but I still have that one on top here, followed by the 2-horse. Wow, what a performance it had the last race. 12.5 lengths. I mean, I could have rode this horse home and probably won by 2-3 lengths, maybe on that. I'm just throwing that out there. And the 6-horse here is my third place horse. I think we differed on this one, and I took BN's. Being a native girl, throw that last one out with Arlington Park. The horse, I don't know, maybe it didn't like the turf too much, because 2 times on turf, it finished 7th place. Anything under that, the horse runs good on dirt. I like this one taking the 3rd spot here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a good pick right there, too.
All right, so now we're moving on to the 8th. Race, and this is the finale. This is the finale race here. 6-furlong going, 6-furlong claiming 3,200. What do you have here, Mike?
I tell you what I got here. Are you ready for it?
Tell you what I got. I'd like to hear what you got.
Ice Cold Exacta.
This is your Ice Cold Exacta here.
Ice Cold Exacta.
My friends, we're hearing something here. We got something brewing here. Let's hear it.
My pick is Bank Account, the 2-horse, Becker, Santiago. This horse, throughout his last several starts at Arlington, he must not like the plastic, but he does like the dirt. And if you revert back to his Hawthorne form, it puts him in the winner's circle here. And I tell you, I like another horse for second in here, and that is the 5, Mighty Gideon.
Wow.
Lopez gets him out, gets a good position, gets a stalking position. He'll be following Bank Account.
Mm-hmm.
He's got enough horse left. He'll hang on for second, and I love this exact. I think it's the exact play of the day.
Well, you know what? Great minds do think alike, because I have bank account on top here. Santiago Becker, 5-2, and that's the two horse here, my friends. Followed by the five. I'm all on board here with Mike's pick, Mighty Gideon. And Mighty Gideon hasn't done anything wrong. Gets my love here at 7-2. And my third place horse here is Tyler T. And Tyler T is the eight horse. I think Tyler T would be flying late. And throw that last one out here. I think this horse is much better than that. I think this horse finishes in the top three. And, again, it's the last race, so let's throw in our fourth-place horse here, and that's Chocolate Wildcat, Diego Jansen, and that's the 4-1-7 horse here. What do you have on that one, Mike?
That's the sleeper there, too. That horse there, if something happens to bank account leaving, and this Chocolate Wildcat gets away by itself on the front end, he's a sleeper. He can run.
Right.
He's got two good races.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I really think that you're looking at a horse here that goes to the front and just duels. And if this horse does not go away, this horse is going to be a problem for your exacta, cold cut exacta, or cold ice exacta, or however you want to call it. Because this horse, I mean, it has a tendency, it has a way of not leaving. It has a tendency to stay there. So he'll be a tough one to throw down there. But I think it's going to get winded to where it falls back a little bit. And you got the 2-5-8 on this one. That's what I got.
Yeah, and something else to keep an eye on, too, your third-place finisher. It was mine as well, and I didn't give it, Tyler T. Just remember, 2 weeks down the road from Saturday, he'll be running in a race that'll be a mile or a mile and 70. Doris is using this for a prep, and it's something to keep an eye out for the future. This horse will be one heck of a good play in a couple of weeks when he stretches out.
Oh, that's a big call there, Mike. I did not know that. So they're prepping the horse up for going the mile 70 then, huh?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that may change the look here. You know what? Then that does change my look. Let's move Chocolate Wildcat. He moves up the totem pole here. I got the 2-5-7. That's as easy as that in my book.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, all right. So that's what we have, Mike, and I'm really excited about Saturday night. I've been doing an extra couple push-ups here, sit-ups, trying to tone down for the winner circle pick. You know, you got to look good. You got to look good.
You got to look. Circle. We got your shoes shine?
Well, I'll probably step in some crap out there anyway and get it dirty. So, no, I don't. No, I don't. So, what are you on the road for here? Yeah, you're buying the kid a car?
Yeah, I just bought him a truck.
Oh, you did buy him a truck.
Yeah.
How about that?
Bought him a Dodge pickup truck. He's pretty excited.
Oh, God bless him. Yeah, the kid's a good kid. He gave him a dog. Dog from hell won't let you sleep, but he's got the dog now, and he's got a truck. Now he can put the dog in the truck late night.
That's right.
All right. All right. Well, Mike, thank you so much, and I'll see you. Are you going to be out there Saturday night?
No, I'll be home dog sitting, buddy. Either that or Justin will make me wax his truck.
All right. Well, whatever it takes. We'll be texting back and forth, though.
All right, buddy. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care, Mike, and we'll see you next week. And, folks, catch us on our show at FairmontParkPodcast.com. You can catch us on Google. You can catch us on Stitcher. You can catch us on our site at on our Facebook site. What's our Facebook site called there, Drew? Yes, Race Day at Fairmont Park there, Drew. I was testing you. Well, it's all right. It's all right. But in any case, folks, and leave some messages behind, and we'd love to. I'll tell you what, we got Michael out. He's been giving us his plays, leaving it on our site. That's beautiful. Leon's been doing that too. Leon, Thank you, guys. You guys are loyal listeners, and we appreciate that. And anything you guys need to know about, any type of guest that you would like on our show, let us know. You know, we're always ears to finding new guests on the show, too. So it'd work out great. If you guys want to fill us in on that, that's great. And we love all the thumbs up we're getting from you guys. So thank you so much. We'll catch you next week. Take care and keep cashing those winning tickets. From John and Mike, we're out of here.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter.
There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.